Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
KE8NKN, WBICU.
NADN Mobile.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy, 66 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees.
Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Lima, Bravo, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 73 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Lima, Bravo, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 72 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 72 degrees.
Mobile and East Tower for a radio check.
You all be, let me test city. Yeah, Tawas, you're coming in good.
I'm down there, so.
A little broken up there, probably in the woods.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 71 degrees.
N8LJN mobile, monitoring. November 8, Lima Juliet, November, from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. How are you tonight, Larry?
Very good, Ryan. Done some final preparation and a meet-up with an instructor for the technician training class. How are you?
Very good. dropped off some shirts at a friend's house who I haven't seen in a little while, and I'm on my way to work. Last weekend a wrench bent, and we had to go pump 400 port-a-johns down there, and they're going to need to work tonight. So, yeah, I'm on my way to work right now.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of work.
It probably took us 3.5 to 4 hours to do it. Shouldn't be too bad.
Well, good. You take care with that. I'll do the easy stuff like training ham radio operators.
Yeah, I wish my brother would because of his calls, wasn't able to. So I wish he was able to, but I'll still keep him so he does it.
Ryan, I understood that comment about your brother because we've talked about him before. But I just want to let you know you're breaking up about 40% of your transmission. It's kind of dropping out, not holding the repeater. Well, that transmission I could not understand. Slightly, but I guess that you're now in a clearing.
I will be driving in 2 minutes.
Did you say you're heading to Dryden soon?
Okay, for work, and I'll be by Dryden soon, and it should clear up.
I see. Yeah, I know Southeast Lapeer County is an area where we need another one of those, I forgot what they call them, listening stations. And it would help with our people that are down there, two of which just completed their technician class. So, yeah, we definitely could use that.
Oh, yeah, because of my location, you're also coming into the static. You're getting better because I'm westbound. And my work is a couple miles from the repeater, so I'm only going to get better as I get closer to work.
Hey, roger that. I'm only about 2 miles from the repeater at the moment. Getting on I-69, and I'm going to be heading west to Davidson.
On 69 shortly, heading to Wilder Road. That's where my work is located, Wilder.
Well, in that case, we should be on Simplex, because you're within a mile of me.
You want to try it when I'm on the interstate?
Roger that. QSY over to 46.52 and see what happens.
When you switch to November, with the 8th. Foxtrot Romeo, are you there?
Yes, Ryan, I am here. Any else hanging?
Oh, we're going through 4-6. I am now on Lake Michigan Road, close to here. So we're going to be far off the board.
Yeah, it's getting a little worse, Ryan. I heard that you're on Lake Pleasant Road, but when we were on Simplex, or rather, when we were trying to do Simplex there, I was thinking you were right near me, but that wasn't the case, so that's why it didn't work. So thanks for the repeater, because that elevation allows us to connect.
Okay. I've been driving, because my friend lives off a hollow corner.
Oh, Ryan, I'm sorry. That transmission was unreadable.
Clear that. As I was saying, I was off the Hollow Corners Road, Rochester. So it was testing my radio's limits.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, as I move west here, it holds up pretty well. until I get closer to Flint, and then I switch over to the Central Michigan Emergency Network frequency .38. I think it's 147.38, and it's really good. They got a good trip plan over there, so getting to and from work in Flint is never a problem.
Yeah, if you got the time, I'll gladly continue this rag to if you're willing until I get to work. I'm probably about 10 minutes out.
Yeah, it's about as far as I am for my destination as well. I'm going to clear the frequency for a minute and see if anybody else needs to get on. And then I'll give you a call back.
Confirm, this is WAFFR monitoring.
W8FFR, N8LJN, Ryan, you still available?
That's an affirmative. I'm still breathing. I'm still doing well. So, yeah, I say I'm available. Are you tied into the Flint machine yet, or are you still on Lapeer?
I'm still on the Lapeer. And the reason I paused there was because, you know, we're hooked up to the Seaman network, so we're all the way over to Lansing and up to Midland and down to Fenton. So I don't want to talk too long, but it's not very active anyway, so as long as nobody needs the frequency. What's up, Ryan?
It's starting to rain, and now I'm sad, because I'm hoping it's not raining where I'm going tonight. Down at RenFest. I'm really hoping it's not raining because I really don't want to have to do this job in the rain. But it's money. And I'll probably be out till 1 or 2 in the morning. So it's going to be a late night.
Ouch. Yeah, at my age, I can't do this stuff anymore. I'm happy to get to bed between 9 and 10. And up between 5 and 6.
I'm just glad my church is at 1:30 in the afternoon tomorrow. So I can at least sleep tonight.
Now that church has a smart schedule. Very good.
Yeah, it does. And it's in Pontiac, so it takes 45 minutes to get down there, too.
Yeah, that's quite a haul. Actually, the nearest location for my church, which has several in Southeast Michigan, is way down in Orion Township, so I have a similar thing, but we frequently just meet up in my small group weekly on Zoom.
Yeah, well, also is worth it, too, is one of the other churches in the area has a young adults group that I'm a part of, and they're down in Clarkston, so it's not too far away from Pontiac, so I'm down there all day Sunday. I usually don't get back till 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Well, sir, with a few more decades on my life than you, I just want to let you know that that's a time well spent, a very worthwhile
activity. Affirmative, and I play bass at both of them, and I absolutely love it. And plus my church in Pontiac, they let me preach there, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh, you're part of the show, are you? Okay, what's your axe? Fender Jazz, maybe? All those guys with small hands tend to prefer that one.
Ibanez, I believe it's an Alpha Golf Bravo, and not an Alpha Foxtrot Bravo. 200 hollow body bass, full hollow body bass, just like a hollow body guitar, and I love this thing because I had an acoustic, full acoustic bass, but it was giving me feedback issues. And I like the sound of an electric bass, so the hollow body is a good compromise between the two of them.
I would love to hear that someday. During the pandemic, I was wanting to get back into music, realized, no, you're not good enough. I was looking at a lot of basses because I played them in high school, but no longer. I don't have a lick with me at all. So I'm going to stay away from that, and I'll probably stick with amateur radio.
Well, at least money-wise, music and amateur radio have that in common.
As in not making money and spending a lot.
Yep, you can spend so much money on instruments these days.
Oh, you can. And that Ibanez is not a cheap brand. That is a very fine instrument.
Mine was $650, so, but it's worth it. Anyways, I just pulled into the parking lot of work, and my coworker is there waiting for me, so I probably should not keep him waiting. And LJN, I'm sending 73. Have a wonderful time teaching all the up-and-coming hams. I will talk to you later. I am, this is WAFFR, clear on your final.
Have a good night at work, Ryan. Be safe, and especially at home late at night. This is N8LJN 73 and clear.
This is KE8YGV, N8LJN. I heard the last couple of comments on your conversation there. I was wondering if you're going to be on for another couple minutes.
No, not 2 minutes, but maybe 30 seconds. And if you look out your window, you might see me pull up.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. If you make a left or come into the Gulf Crest 2 subdivision, the first long driveway, it's actually a little road, on the right is where you'll find me.
I am right now. Any other
KE8YGV, clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 67 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 68 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 68 degrees.